Hey Sentinel Warriors, this is Captain Emily Seaton from 20th Air Force Public Affairs, and we are back with another episode of 2420, where you can get 20th Air Force information in about 20-ish minutes. Last month, we shared part one about the 91st Security Forces Defender Culture, which covered the program as a whole. This part two dives deeper into diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility and their new Female Defender Initiative. So let's dive in.
Hello, Sentinel Warriors. I'm Major General Mike Lutton, Commander 20th Air Force. I was very impressed by the Defender culture lifestyle that has been built within the 91st Security Forces Group. So today we have some of the leads for these efforts. Please tell us your name, your duty title, and your role within Defender culture. And thanks so much for being here today.
Good morning, sir. I am Master Sergeant Lee from the 891st Missile Security Forces Squadron. I'm a flight chief within the squadron, but I have been picked to lead the Female Defender Initiative for Minot Air Force Base.
Hello, sir. I am Tech Sergeant Tiffany Cook from 91 MSOS. I am the Hoop Scheduler, Self-Assessment Program Manager, Facility Manager, and also the DEIA Advisor.
I'm Staff Sergeant Kendra Ingram. I'm from 91 MSOS. I'm the Army Use of Force Monitor and Unit Security Manager, and I am a manager of communication and onboarding.
Strength of any culture in any community is our ability to have diverse, equitable, inclusive, accessible culture and community. So Sergeant Cook, can you talk about the efforts when we're building that culture in that community with Defender culture, the criticality of your work with diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility?
Yes, sir. So it's a systematic approach using awareness, care, education, and analysis. And with that, we want to incorporate DEIA into the Defender Leadership Lab that's with the Defender culture and start training personnel and teaching them on unconscious bias or microaggression so they can have an understanding and not have that bias when it comes to other personnel. And also with that, there is now a Female Defender Initiative that Master Sergeant Lee has been chosen to be one of the few leads in. Can you tell us a little bit about that, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. I can talk about FDI. So Female Defender Initiative is going to be brand new to Minot, and we are really excited to have FDI at Minot for these young ladies in security forces. This is something that I personally wish I had as a young female defender growing up in security forces a long time ago.
Where are they first introduced, or where is that discussion about diversity, equity, inclusion, accessibility brought up? Because there's really a continuum, right? Across our Department of the Defense, but they're going to obviously begin to understand that as they meet great airmen from all around our country when they attend basic and their tech school, and then now they've graduated from their tech school. How does the 91st Security Forces Group team continue that diversity, equity, inclusion, accessibility?
So with that, when it comes to 91 SFG, since we're still just passing the forming stage, we team up with the Minot DEIA. And with that, every other Tuesday, there's an FTAC class. So we do go and teach them briefly on certain things, not in depth, but we do let them know that, hey, this is what we are, this is what we're about. And also there's other organizations under us that fall under the umbrella. So it's out there. The information is thrown out there when we hit personnel in FTEC.
Sergeant Ingram, did you have anything you wanted to add from your perspective and what you're seeing?
Yes, sir. I just feel like that goes along with the awareness piece as well. Just getting that advertising out as far as like through social media campaigns and communication in general. As we're forming and just letting everybody know like what we're about and what's the end goal, just breaking down those barriers and letting them know like, hey, this is okay and it's normal to talk about, just giving them a safe space to communicate those things.
And then Master and Lee, since Female Defender Initiative sounds like it's fairly new, what are you taking away as lessons learned that you're going to employ for the Female Defender Initiative so we can make that the most impactful it can be very early on?
Yes, sir. So what I want to do is I also want to tag along with that FTAC, get into those classes and see those young female defenders right when they get here. But some of the lines of effort for FDI are recruiting and onboarding. And because FDI actually stems from Security Forces Enterprise Plan, and it is so extremely important to onboard the right way because first impressions matter. And I think that makes a lasting impact on career progression and retention later on, because they're going to remember how they were treated And then another line of effort is, I've already said it's progression. So career progression, and that's where mentors come in and they seek those mentees. And that's going to be my job, is identifying some mentors, and it's all voluntary basis. We're going to get some mentors and we're going to get out there and get boots on the ground and find these young female defenders and lead them in the right way, because they need to see what right looks like.
No, we appreciate your leadership. Thank you for that. And then, you know, as we look at the diversity, equity, inclusion, accessibility, you know, there's a larger part of that for our Air Force. And obviously we've underscored the criticality of integrating that and making it a fabric of defender culture. Where are we at, do you think? And then what are your goals going forward for the team with diversity, equity, inclusion, accessibility?
Right now for the team, like I said, we're just passing the forming stage. So right mm-hmm. now we're getting all our ideas together and teaming up with the DLL course so we can start teaching them, so they can basically block out all of their biases and try to understand other personnel and where they come from. But moving forward, we want to do surveys and figure out, hey, does this work for you? Or what do you think that we can get better at within SFG so we can work on that and make it better for the defenders?
Somebody at BaseX, if they were looking at starting a similar effort, what were the challenges that you encountered as a leader? Sergeant Cook, your thoughts?
Yes, sir. So with the DEIA, I would recommend leaders who come in with a clear mind. You have to first get rid of your own biases before you try to teach other personnel. And also look out or try to reach out to personnel that don't look like you, so you can get an understanding of what they go through or what they dealt with in life, period. And then maybe you can get an understanding of other personnel when you make contact with them. So just a clear mind, and you have to have that passion when you're dealing with DEIA.
Anything else that you wanted to talk about or you wanted to bring up for a facet of defender culture?
I have something for the Female Defender Initiative.
Yes, just please.
Just to clarify that it's not just all female defenders. We want to invite our male counterparts to be involved, because we know that 72% of security forces career field is male. With that being said, we're going to have a lot of male supervisors and a lot of male wingmen out there that need a better understanding of how we operate and how to better help us and how we can work together.
When you bring that up, and I think that is a great point to bring up, is the diversity of the security forces community. What are the communication mechanisms that go on up and down the chain to understand that diversity and that power of diversity, right? How are we developing young leaders to understand that?
Hopefully we are encouraging them and teaching them some emotional intelligence and communication skills right off the bat with their first supervisors, so that they can learn how to communicate with female defenders out at work and in the right way, just making sure that we carve the path for good culture and they're just communicating effectively and professionally. And
what concerns you the most about the Female Defender Initiative? Like what do you see as your concern of what would stop really forward progress in that area?
I think that it is not having support of leadership in the FDI. Having that buy-in from the top coming down would be the best thing for FDI to be successful.
Clearly you have that from your wing commander and myself, and I know you do from your security forces group commander, and I've got to believe you have it throughout. Do you see bureaucracy getting in the way of some female defender initiatives, right? Because I've seen it on the aviation side, quite honestly, where we really had a partner with the Lifecycle Management Center and get their professionals involved to really knock down some walls for our women aviators. That bureaucracy, I think, is something we have to watch, right? I think you're spot on with the education for the leaders to have those conversations professionally to understand what the issues are. Example is female body armor, right? That actually weighs more than male body armor. So can you talk about bureaucracy, and have you seen any of that early on in the Female Defender Initiative effort?
It is still so brand new, but I think that potentially there's an issue with the buy-in from female defenders, maybe not wanting to think that they are singling themselves out. There might be some bias from male counterparts thinking that this is just a girl club and there's just going to be feminism and it's going to be, you know, maybe going in that direction. So I think a challenge would just be communicating it correctly and making sure that the vision for FDI is exactly what we want it to be and we include everybody.
Yeah, I think the powerful concepts that I heard talked about today as far as culture, communications, and respect are critical to bring to the table when you're talking about female defender initiatives, right? Because there's just no place for those type of thoughts that it isn't any other thing other than a defender initiative for our lady defenders. So we're treating them with dignity and respect, and they're getting the right gear that they need to execute the mission that this nation has asked them to do. I would say, you know, as you're looking at defender culture and in particular female defender initiative, it's also mindful of our action orders that General Brown has, right? And there's action order B, which is bureaucracy. And so we want to be really on the watch for bureaucracy. And I think there's a good methodology when we look at policy issues or we look at programmatic issues is who's the owner of that issue? Who can veto that issue? Who can influence that issue? Who can support that issue, right? And if you look at it through, some people refer to it as OVIS, O-V-I-S, owner, veto, or influencer, supporter. When you kind of line up an issue that you want to execute and you understand who the owner of that issue is, who the vetoers can be, who the influencers are, and who your supporters are, it really allows you to understand that battle space to get that initiative over the goal line. So very excited about Security Forces group culture and what we're doing across the board, and also how we're continuing the momentum with Female Defender Initiative. Hey, I just wanted to thank you all so much for your leadership and what you're doing every day. And thanks for being a part of this and investing not only in our Air Force and our mission, but also investing in the airmen and their families that execute that mission. And I couldn't be more proud to be a part of your team. Thanks for being here today and really great time in the conversation with y'all. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. These two episodes really just brush the surface on the great work the 91st Security Forces Group is doing to invest in their people and culture. If you're interested in learning more about their efforts, please reach out through 20th Air Force's website or social media. We love to share best practices and lessons learned. We'll see you next time.